Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Boar Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me, as always, is Steven.
Hello, how you doing?
This week we're covering Boy Meets World episode 20, The Play's the Thing. We're kind of on the home stretch here, about to close out season one.
It's about time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we've been doing this for like a year now.
Close, right?
I mean, how many months has it been?
I don't know. Long time.
Long time? I mean, it's been at least...
When do you think we started?
I would say November. Maybe.
November, really?
Or October.
Really?
Last year.
No fucking way.
Because I know it kind of lined up with, maybe it started in, spring, right?
Maybe.
Because I remember we did, like, what, 6 through 8 in one day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Probably, like, March.
But then we had a month off for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's been, like, 3 weeks since we did an episode.
That's because of my job.
Yeah. I went out of town. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back now.
Yeah, we'll finish it up.
Yeah,
eventually.
We'll get there, yeah.
I don't know if we'll finish the entire series. That's remains to be seen.
Remains. I mean, you guys will probably die before we finish that.
Yeah, or we will. Who knows?
Yeah. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about it.
Okay.
Should we take a break after we finish season one, you think, or just plow on through?
I think we'll take a season break, right?
Hiatus?
Maybe not. A long one.
No, I'm not thinking like a year or anything.
2-3 weeks, something like that.
2-3 weeks. You fuckers get breaks every 4 episodes.
Well, on the low key, don't tell anybody, but we'll probably record parts of season two on break. So
yeah.
We'll try to avoid breaks during season two.
Oh, that would be good.
Just because we're caught up.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't tell anybody. That's just me and you talking.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're totally. Oh, shit. We're recording.
We'll edit that out later.
So this opens up with Feeny telling all of the class to get their collective sigh out of the way.
Yeah. Give your most agonizing groan, he says.
Oh, that's what you're asking me to do. I was about to do it. I was like inhaling and everything.
Go ahead if you got one. Yeah, that's pretty good. But what if I said, now that you got that out, we're going to be doing Hamlet for the spring play.
Awesome.
Oh.
I would not sigh.
Okay.
What about you?
I probably wouldn't be a part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Not my thing.
Did you ever do school plays?
God, no.
No? Not really?
No.
What if it was mandatory for a grade?
I didn't do a lot of things that were mandatory.
Still made it out all right.
Yeah. You're talking to the guy that failed gym over here, so.
That is a feat.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it.
But I mean, our school system, I'm learning, is kind of a joke here.
Well, yeah.
Well, not here, but our native county over.
Because,
You know, apparently somebody can just quit going and get a high school diploma.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Mentioned on a previous episode. Check it out in the archive there.
I mentioned that at work, and my boss just kind of looked at me like I was from outer space or something. I was like, yeah, it happened.
And you were like, I'm definitely not because I'm not terrified of aliens.
I'd probably kill myself out of fear because I'm so terrified of aliens.
You know, I also hear that... foreign language is like a requirement, right?
Is it? High school, yeah.
Was it for us? Or
It was
we're not exactly the same class, but...
No, but I mean, we're close enough. Because
I didn't take one.
You didn't take one?
No.
You still passed?
Yeah.
Well, that's an oversight.
Yeah.
Kind of like somebody not showing up for a whole year and still getting a diploma.
I'm thinking my whole stint in alternative school got me through a lot of things.
Well, he doesn't have access to foreign language, so we're just going to have to pass.
Yeah, we can't give a multiple choice on foreign language, I guess.
I'm sure a competency, you know, computer-based course. They didn't have Duolingo then. But I guess it's about numbers or something, right? Like, you just don't want it to affect your numbers, so you're like, screw it, we'll just let them go through.
Sure.
But
that's how they remain a... proficient school somehow.
Right. I think they're distinguished now, aren't they? They got the big banner up or something.
Okay, is that what it says?
Which is laughable, considering, because I think the way they had to get that before was that, you know, you had to write those portfolios every for your senior year, and they did away with that after I graduated. It
took me forever to finish mine.
Yeah, I didn't mind the, right on the edge.
Me too. I had to go to school after school to finish mine.
Like, I wasn't going to do them, but then I did them, and, like, the teacher got mad at me because they were actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why didn't you put this much effort in?
I mean, I got back to real school from alternative school the last semester of my senior year. And they're like, hey, have you done this yet? No, I've been at an alternative school. You should do that.
Kind of need to get on that so you can pass.
Okay.
But, yeah, I like school plays.
Were you in one?
I was.
What was the play and what did you do?
I was in King Lear, a Shakespeare play, and I was Edward.
So you really relate to this episode?
I don't know about that, but I always liked watching plays in school, too.
Really?
Yeah. I liked,
just because you got to chat a class?
Well, that, too. Plus, I enjoyed them. Like, I enjoyed watching theater because the movie being made. And if they were good at it, then there's just a bonus. But also, yeah, I got a class. And I got, yeah. Yeah, I played Prince Edward, which was actually one of the... He actually lived in the play. I had a sword fight and everything. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you have a problem with the attire? Did you guys go that far?
We had dress up. We didn't have to wear, like, pantyhose and, you know, the little onesits or whatever you call them. Mm-hmm. But I did wear, like, a captain's jacket. I looked like I could have been the, you know, pet boy for the Beatles or something. For Sergeant Pepper.
Okay.
You know, one of those kind of... Commodore jackets.
Very hot.
Yeah. Very. No, I'm just kidding. But you weren't in one.
No.
No.
Right. No, definitely not. I'm not a big be in front of people doing things guy.
But you were a front man in a band.
Well, we never played a show, so there you go.
That would have been actually... You know, I never thought about that. Like, would you cave on stage?
I'll do the Jim Morrison thing where you turn around.
You know, going off that movie with Val Kilmer, they didn't hit it big until he turned around. Unless my memory of that movie is totally wrong.
Like, once he faced the crowd?
Once he faced the crowd.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but anyways, he tells them that they're going to be doing selected scenes from Hamlet.
Correct.
To which he gets a second collective sigh.
Bigger than the first one.
Bigger than the first. So, he starts handing out roles.
Sean?
Sean is a spear carrier.
That's right.
Because he doesn't have a whole lot of lines.
Yeah. Topanga?
Topanga is Ophelia, the love interest of Hamlet that eventually goes crazy and dies.
Yeah. Which Corey says, insane. Topanga, yeah, that's a stretch. Huh? Yeah.
And if she was a less civilized person, she would have said, cram it, Brillo head.
That's right. Minkus?
Minkus wants to play the melancholy Dane, Hamlet himself.
But?
But he gets, what's that guy's name? Pelopius or...
Polonius.
Polonius.
Yeah.
Because he only has 48 lines. Yeah. Oh. I'm better than this.
You sound just like him.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know if it's a comment. A compliment. It's definitely a comment.
But, it's definitely a comment.
Yeah.
And a compliment.
But, lo and behold, main star of the show, Corey Matthews, gets Hamlet.
Well, why was that again? How did he describe Hamlet?
It was like incessant whining for the duration of the play or something.
Okay. He's always making mistake after mistake, talks the entire time.
Yeah.
The entire class is looking at Corey at this point. Yeah.
Corey's Hamlet.
Yeah, it's Corey. So, later on, Corey is at home. He's doing a little practicing.
For his putt-putt.
That's right.
On the Jersey Shore.
The annual Goofy Golf game. At the Jersey Shore.
Right.
You a big putt-putt boy?
I have never been.
Never played putt-putt?
No.
We gotta play putt-putt sometime.
We should. Do they sell left-handed golf clubs?
I don't think it matters. I think they go both ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just putting, right?
Yeah.
There's no, like, driving or wedging.
Hence the name putt-putt, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Quit chewing on my computer.
And, of course, he is teamed up with Alan. This is a... Obviously an annual thing, already said that.
Right.
Against Eric and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Eric shows up, and he's begging, I don't know, begging's the right word, but he's trying to borrow some money from Corey.
Right.
Because?
His salary got cut 5%.
That's right.
This is further proof that he's dumb, because if you're at an entry-level job like a bag boy, you should be hourly. You shouldn't be on a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's your own fault. Just saying.
Well, it is 5% pay cut on all the staff at the store.
Yeah, which I think, isn't that illegal to cut people's salary like that? I don't know, because...
You're a manager, you tell me.
We were talking about, like, dropping back down at work to what everyone used to make so they could still do overtime. And I remember somebody saying, like, no, that's illegal. You can't cut people's pay without consent or something like that.
Consent?
Yeah.
Like, you go to your employee, like... Hey, is it okay if I cut your pay?
Yeah, we're going to cut your pay. Are you okay with that? Because I say, no, you can't cut it.
Yeah, I don't believe that in the real world happening.
Yeah, I think it's just somebody's being a pussy. I don't
picture everyone, anyone's ever going to come up to me and be like, is it cool if I cut your pay? Or
here's our
if you're not okay with it, we'll keep it the same.
Here's our situation. I was hoping you could be a team player and cut this down.
And me, well, sure. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If someone's familiar with,
I won't quit immediately.
I won't walk out at the mere mention of that. But no, if somebody's an expert on labor laws, come on, tweet us or something. Let me know.
Yeah, that would be at Boar Meets World on the Twitter.
Because if I could cut people down a little bit and then give them overtime, it would probably help the company as a whole.
Yeah.
And bring some stability that's been wrecked from this pay, in quotes, pay increase.
Kyle is having a hard time at his job. He is losing hair rapidly.
I am. So am I really?
Let's fix this, guys.
Yeah.
Let us know. Yeah. At Boar Meets World.
Please. But yeah, it's funny though, because throughout this whole episode, Corey and Sean are talking about, you know, it needs more action and these Uzis.
Right.
I'm wondering if Kurt Sutter was a fan of Boy Meets World.
Mm.
And if you don't know who...
That's where he got his idea.
If you're not familiar with Kurt Sutter, he is the creator of the cop drama The Shield, and probably a more recently famous show.
I don't think he's the creator of The Shield.
He's not?
No, he wrote a few episodes.
He wrote a few... Okay, I'm sorry. He's not the creator. He was in a few episodes, and he wrote a few.
I believe Sean Ryan is the creator of The Shield.
Well, I don't care about him. I'm talking about Kurt Sutter.
Sorry.
He was the creator of Sons of Anarchy, though. I know that much.
Okay. And the new Mayans MC.
Yeah, which we're not going to talk about that. But
I'm going to ask you about it here in a minute.
Okay. But SOA, Sons of Anarchy, is loosely based on Hamlet.
Right.
So I just thought that was a funny little connection there.
That's what people say anyways.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Well, Jax, who is supposed to be Hamlet, you know, father dies mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
The uncle figure comes in and marries his mother.
Right. Yeah. Seems like a stretch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he ever had like a an exile. And Hamlet didn't carry on much longer after the uncle was killed. Spoiler alert. So.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Have you watched Mayans yet?
No, is it out?
Yeah.
How is it?
So far, nowhere near Sons of Anarchy.
In quality or?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, doesn't have the characters. You know, no one's really sticking out.
Does it have Alvarez in it?
It seemed very misleading in the build-up to the show coming out. Like, he was going to be, like, a main guy. But the very first episode's, like, guest star, whatever his name is. Real name is.
That's how
and then he was kind of there, you know, whatever. But, But even the main guy is not a Jack's quality so far. And then, you know, how Sons... They all had their special characters
right.
in the club, and nobody's really sticking out to me yet, and I felt like the overall storyline was way too complicated already.
Right.
But, we'll see. I'll stick with it for a season, see what happens. Okay.
You let me know, so I don't have to watch it.
Okay.
Or
we should just start a Mayans podcast.
We're not doing that. It'd just be us shitting on it for 45 minutes. But, is Danny Trejo in it? Because I feel like he could almost be like a Piney character.
So far, no. Wasn't he in, he was in Sons, right?
Was he?
Yeah, at least an episode. Pretty sure.
I know Jimmy Smits was.
Mm-hmm.
That man doesn't get enough roles.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll show up in this.
Maybe.
Or did he die in Sons?
I think he made it.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Anywho, we've been off the rails.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
We have.
But here we go. Eric's trying to borrow some money.
Yeah.
He wants $5.
Yeah.
He even offers throw the upcoming game.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on download for maybe. Just so he can get $5. I don't know why he needed the $5. I don't know if he ever mentioned that.
He didn't.
But really needs $5 for some reason. I don't know.
Who knows? It's not important though.
I'm pretty curious.
I am too.
I would like for them to touch on this at some point later on the show. The next day at school, the students, they're rehearsing Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's where we get to the Corey starts offering suggestions to make the play a little more exciting, a little more action-packed. He's a little bored just talking the entire
Whining,
time.
As he says.
Yeah, wimps talk, whatever.
Heroes do stuff or something.
Yeah, whatever walks, you know.
Yeah. Heroes act.
What's the saying?
I don't know.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Talks, something, walks, I don't know.
I don't know. Money talks, bullshit walks.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. That has nothing to do with this episode.
I was trying to make it work, but...
You almost made it.
It did not. Mr. Feeney is like, nah, basically.
No.
You want to go further into that? I can't remember at this
He's
point.
He's talking like he is a tortured soul racked with indecision and grief, and he knows that whatever action he makes is doomed to affect, you know, lots of people in negative ways.
Hamlet, you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So you lost me. Topanga then arrives with Corey's costume.
In full Ophelia garb.
That's right.
Yep. And Jedediah has sewn Corey his own outfit.
Yep, a doublet and some tights.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was the word you were looking for earlier. Yep.
I called them pantyhose, I think.
Well, tights. I mean, the doublet.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about the top, and yep. You weren't quite sure what it was called. Which Corey refers to it as a mini skirt and pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to get into this sexist comment?
What did he say? No, you do it. Tell me the comment, because I can't remember it.
Oh, God, how did he say it? Well, I guess it was miniskirt and pantyhose.
It was good, though. Like, even the audience were like, holy shit.
I forget how he said or what he said, but Topanga was like, is that a sexist comment?
Oh, if more people wore pants back in the day or something like
that. Yeah, if Hamlet wore pants, he would get more stuff done or something like that. Yeah. And Topanga says, is that a sexist comment? And he was like, that's what I was aiming for.
Yeah. And even the crowd was like, ooh.
So I figured your PC self would want to have something to say about that.
Yes, once again, a showing of how barbaric the 90s were.
Yeah. Kyle was very woke over there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Woke and not token, or whatever you said.
Stay woke and not token. Remember, did I say it on this show, or was it?
I believe it was. Callback, yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, Sean's like, don't listen to her dad sews. So,
yeah.
Another that little was, stab.
That was the zinger right there.
And then, of course, this leads Corey to decide to quit the play because he doesn't want to wear this stuff.
Right. He quits the play, and it really puts them in a bind.
That it do.
Yeah. He thinks that by quitting, he's the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's so soon. You know, the upcoming premiere of the play is coming up.
Yeah, they got like a week until it starts, yeah. Right?
Feeney's not going to find anybody, so therefore he's going to cave to the whims of Corey.
Which I felt like that wasn't quite enough rehearsal time anyways. Because no. They just started, well, and now the play starts in a week. Yeah.
Well, they're only doing selected scenes.
Still.
So they're probably just doing like
maybe, these are kids, man.
Yeah.
They got to remember all this shit?
Probably. This is when their minds are the most malleable.
Okay. That adds up.
Mm-hmm.
But Corey is telling Sean that this is just a tactic to get what he wants.
Yeah, negotiating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like, nobody else knows my lines. Yeah. I'm the lead.
For, you know,
Minka. And then, of course, Minka shows up and he's already reciting every line in the whole play from every character.
Right.
That's not exactly what happened, but I was...
He had him down, though.
Oh, yeah. He's killing it. I mean, he already knew there was only 48 lines for... how did I say this earlier?
Polonius?
Polonius, yes.
Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Whoa, okay.
Or Polapius or whatever you say.
Corey gets home. Did I skip over anything?
Minkus is indicating that he will take the part of Hamlet and we'll go back home. Yes.
Okay. So Corey gets home and he gets the news that the Jersey Shore golf trip off.
Canceled.
Not happening. Yeah.
Because the district manager...
Bob.
Is imposing a 5% pay cut on all staff at the store.
Including Alan.
That's right. And Corey's like, what the hell's going on? Why don't you just stop it because you're the manager, right?
Yeah.
And then Alan says...
He was like, I can't remember what he said. I know Corey was like, you're not just some spear carrier, are you?
Yeah. Well, Alan's like, you know, yeah, I'm the manager, sure, but I got a district manager, and then he's got bosses on top of him, blah, blah, blah. Is that too sexual?
No.
Okay.
No. But this leads us to Corey kind of convincing his dad to have a talk with Bob.
Yeah.
And Corey's, or Bob is, Bob, Jesus, Bob's not even in the episode. Alan is sitting up in
his head is.
Well, the cantaloupe that is Bob.
Yeah, Corey suggests that he threatens to quit if the pay cut doesn't happen, basically.
Right. Which is a horrible idea.
Yeah, later on, Alan and Amy, Alan's up moping late at night. Amy comes down. They start to discuss what Alan should do.
Do you think I'm a spirit carrier? And Alan starts going into, like, you can tell by the way he's wording things that he knows Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to me because my parents don't know Shakespeare.
Right.
Do your parents know Shakespeare?
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
They know sons.
I see your mom right now. Crow fly straight, Stephen.
That's right. Did they?
I never paid attention to him.
Yeah, I'll have to watch later. But yeah, they have a little talk. They pull out a melon in place of Bob.
Yep.
You know, Amy's trying to kind of test Alan on how
his temper, make sure his temper doesn't get out of whack.
There you go.
Go off on Bob. So Alan calmly describes his situation and his reasoning to Bob, the cantaloupe, that, hey, Bob, my store outperforms all the other stores in the greater Philadelphia region. We're great, you know, we're making a profit. This 5% cut is putting an unnecessary squeeze on me and my employees. You know, could you let up on this?
Very well said.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but...
Very good.
And, you know, Amy's like, that's cool, collect it, you'll do fine.
Yeah.
Goes right back off to bed.
Alan, cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, Bob.
Now that I got you alone, Bob.
Yeah.
He wants to show him what he always wanted to do with his head.
Yeah.
And what was that?
Drop it on the kitchen floor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Smash it to bits.
Yeah. Bust.
Because, as we know, Alan, low-key badass.
He is. Boxing champ in the Navy.
Well, second place, but...
Yeah. Apparently a great engineer, too, as we find out later in the episode.
That's right. Well, he always wanted to be one, right?
Yeah, build bridges, right?
Yeah.
Or so. Build rockets.
Bridges.
Probably build everything. He's Superman.
He watched a rocket go off.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
With his mom.
Yeah.
As we learned from Grandma Was a Rolling Stone, I believe it's called. That I recall. You don't really like that episode.
I don't.
I don't get it. But he busts the head, or the melon, I should say, I guess. And he was like, now my wife would call that cranky. I thought that was kind of funny. Then he goes upstairs and just leaves the busted-ass melon all over the floor.
That seemed like a very uncharacteristic thing that Alan would do, is leave something unfinished like that.
Well, he finished it. He busted it.
Yeah, but he didn't clean it up.
You think he's going to clean Bob's head up?
Yeah. Alan always cleans up his messes.
Mm. So he doesn't get busted.
Maybe we're seeing a darker side of Alan.
Yeah.
This really plays into my theory that he was the one that made the racial slur in the mall. I'm just saying, maybe we don't get a good glimpse of the real Alan.
Callback.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Alan knows Shakespeare, which is crazy to me, but, you know, he grew up in Philly. They're probably more cultured than we are here.
Sure.
Plus,
he's old, so that's all the entertainment they had back then.
Right. Yeah, he was around in the 1600s. But yeah, Corey keeps wanting to spice in throughout this episode action to this. So, action movies.
Yeah.
You got a favorite action movie?
Oh, boy.
Because he keeps referencing, you know, or Feeney goes, you know, the gospel according to Van Damme.
Van Damme, Seagal.
Steven Seagal, Soliloquy. I can't say it.
The gospel as told by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Favorite action movie. Yeah. If you got one, go ahead. I'm going to get in the tank for a second.
I'm a big, you know, I rewatched it here recently. Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
They're fun.
Yeah. Die Hard's really good.
I've seen them all. I mean, Lethal Weapon, that is. I know there's a series of both of those movies.
I watched a little bit of the series with my dad. I wasn't impressed. But,
You only like the first Lethal Weapon?
No. The movies are good. The series.
Oh, not like, the series.
TV
I
series.
Meant the, you know, film series.
Oh, yeah. I've watched 1 through 3. 4 is on my list. I haven't watched it yet, but...
There's a fourth Lethal Weapon?
There's a fourth Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
But, yeah, Mel Gibson doesn't have the mullet in it.
Lame.
Yeah. But, no, they're really good.
They're fun. Die Hard's fun, of course, yeah. I just watched, oh, God, what was it?
Was your family, like, big Steven Seagal fans?
Not that I recall, no.
Because mine are.
Your entire family?
They like him a whole lot, yeah.
Really?
Like, Dad... It's always been a pretty big Seagal fan. Apparently,
they look alike.
You think so? I think my dad looks like probably now.
I can see it, maybe. Yeah,
maybe not Seagal in his prime, but now. And then, like, Mom apparently is a big Steven Seagal fan. Because she was watching that movie of him in Eastern Kentucky and shit, and yeah.
What is that?
I can't remember, but it happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Did you think of that action movie yet?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of the one I just watched.
Older? Newer?
It's older. 90, I would say 90 or so.
Who's in it?
And it was called fucking Stone Cold, I believe it's called.
Stone Cold. Is that a Western?
No.
Oh.
It's like a biker gang kind of thing. This cop is like infiltrating a biker gang, coming back to Sons of Anarchy, I guess.
Wow.
But yeah, it's fun. It's like it stars like an ex-football player. Mm-hmm. Like it's like his first movie maybe or something. He's got sweet feathered hair, mullet-esque, gnarly earrings. Lance Henriksen, if you know him, is in it. He's like the leader of the biker gang.
I'd have seen.
I know he's in one episode of X-Files, at least, because he was in the spinoff series Millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot more shit, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Speaking of football players, he wasn't really a football player. He played one in the Longest Yard. But Burt Reynolds died, right?
That's right.
And, you know, RIP.
Yeah.
Big Smokey and the Bandit fan.
Yeah. Would you say that's an action movie? How about that? Action adventure?
It's pretty great. But
comedy?
My aunt sent a picture to Tara, and apparently I look like a young Burt Reynolds.
Do you?
That's what they said, yeah.
I'm going to have to look deeper into that.
And... You need to, because I didn't agree with it. But I'll take that compliment. I thought about taking that, you know, legendary pose of him just naked, smiling, and sending it back to my aunt. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah, that'd be good.
It probably wouldn't go over too well.
Are you talking about like that painting and that?
Yeah, where he's like pizza naked. Place? Yeah, and he's smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah, like
we'll shoot
you
that. We'll
you
shoot.
Still think I look like Burt Reynolds?
Huh? We'll shoot that after this episode.
Okay, we'll put it up on our page.
Yeah, Twitter at Board Meets World. You'll see a nice nudie of Kyle soon. Yeah,
we're not really gonna do that though.
Yeah, sorry, ladies.
Maybe if we start getting paid for this, I might, you know, whore myself out.
Yeah,
like
that'll be on Patreon. So check us out there.
But yeah, I didn't see it, but Tara's like, you really don't see it? I was like, no.
Which, should we start a Patreon? Let me know. Because if you want to give us money, I will take it.
No, I cannot in good conscience ask you all to pay for this.
Mm. I can.
But yeah.
We do need some money for some hosting so we can have our entire archive open for everyone. That would be cool. But
do you have a favorite action movie?
An absolute favorite? Man, fucking Crank.
Crank? Oh, that is good. Yeah, that is good.
Crank 2, maybe.
Crank 2? I never saw Crank 2.
You gotta see Crank 2. Okay. It is fucking ridiculous.
Here it is ridiculous.
There's a part where Jason is getting into a fight with this guy, and they're at this, like, electric yard thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Jason gets bumped into the box. They get electrocuted. Then they turn into giants. And fight each other. It is insane.
Oh my god.
So check that out. Crank 2. Crank 1's fun as well. And a very good role by Dwight Yoakam as well. Right?
Okay. Yeah. All right. But yeah, Alan drops the cantaloupe, goes back upstairs to go to bed.
That's right.
What's our next scene?
Well, we're back at school and Sean reveals how he's now Polonius.
Right.
Because Minkus is now Hamlet. And it's not going great. And yeah. Sean begins to beg Corey to come back.
Yeah. It's like it's hurting the class. Like, we just, Minkus sucks.
It's falling apart because he's using all kinds of strange accents.
And mm-hmm.
It's not great.
No.
You can watch this episode and see.
Yeah.
That would be rough. Would you watch that play?
No.
No.
Maybe Corey was, you know, Hamlet.
Okay.
But...
Corey's trying to invite Sean, play some b-ball with him, you know, even though he's second stringer, but
he's got to get better. He's got to get on the A-team.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But Sean declines and he's like, no, I got to go rehearse for the play.
I feel like this is out of character.
It is. There's a lot of out of characterness in this episode.
For Sean, I assume this is after school hours.
Yeah.
For this to be happening and he wants to stay at school. And be in a play
mm-hmm.
and hang out with Mr. Feeney even longer.
Weird episode for sure.
Very unusual. Corey comes in at the end of the rehearsal. He sees that Minkus is just awful.
Yeah.
And he eventually offers Mr. Feeney.
Like, I'll come back.
To come back, Hamlet. Feeney's like, eh, Yeah, sorry. He might suck, but he's our Hamlet now. But he does offer Corey the spear carrier part.
Right. And Corey's like, I don't have any... He says something to the effect of, it's not as important as Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
To which Feeny uses that famous line, there are no small parts, only small actors.
Right. You got stuff to say?
I forgot to put it down on my notes. It's our closeout thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And then he teaches Corey a little lesson about not letting down the people who are counting on you.
Yeah. And Corey's like, but it was so, you know, he still does not see, you know, the entertainment in Hamlet. He still thinks it should be spiced up with action and death. And Feeny drops the lights,
mm-hmm.
throws his role as the ghost of Hamlet's father right at Corey.
Killed it. Terrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Chills.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And amazed Corey.
Right. And what is his reaction to that?
Blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he, what does Feeny say? But I'm no Steven Seagal.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
One of those guys. Then we're back at home and the family is waiting for Alan to return from his meeting with Bob Williams.
Yeah.
The regional manager? District manager?
District.
Corey comes home. Eric thinks that perhaps maybe Alan disappointed. Mm-hmm. Just Corey. I just wanted to get this part in because it's pretty funny. And Corey's saying, you remember the line, right?
What'd you say?
Mom, you wasted a perfectly good birth on...
Oh my gosh. What did Eric say to get that?
I guess I just remember him saying, oh, it's just you or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When Corey walked
Mom,
in.
You wasted a perfectly good birth on this?
That was pretty good.
That was great.
So Alan shows up, and we find out he didn't get the pay cut canceled, but on the other hand, he did not quit.
Yep.
Great man.
He's a great man. So we're led to believe.
Yeah.
That's up for debate.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
Have
you ever seen... To go back to, you know, Corey realizing that his actions have affected the play in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen your actions affect other people?
Whew.
I'm not talking about, like, you know, making fun of my brother and making us all laugh. I'm talking, like, you know.
Hmm.
I guess that could work.
You mean negatively affecting people?
Negatively, positively, whatever you want.
No, I think I'm a pretty great person overall. Never upset anyone.
All right.
Is that humble enough?
Totally. Couldn't be more modest.
Did you have one since you're the one jotted the note down?
No.
No?
I don't have one.
I think you do.
I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm good.
Nobody listens. It's okay.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I've always had trouble ending relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see it as hurting someone, and I've always been hesitant to do that. So maybe I tend to overthink. And I'm not talking about just romantic relationships, like friendships.
Are you listening to this, Tara? Kyle has something that he wants to say to you.
No. Not at all. But yeah, just sometimes maybe you can worry too much about how it's going to affect other people instead of how it's going to affect yourself or how it could actually go better for the person and you. It doesn't always have to be negative.
I think people more so negatively impact my life than I do to them.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not counting your dad. What is one action someone whose actions affected your life?
Oh.
Dad's not allowed.
No dad, huh?
Yep.
I sure do miss him.
Though, you know? Pretend like he never existed. It shouldn't be that hard.
He basically didn't. Oh, boy. I don't know. I guess I was kidding.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Just trying to give some entertainment here.
But anyways, they're not going on the putt-putt trip. Alan couldn't get that 5% back.
No.
But Alan did him one better.
Yeah.
Got a whole putt-putt course out on the back porch.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Which I don't know how he had time to build that.
How about this?
Okay.
Have you ever been affected by your parents' job or, you know, a situation kind of like that with Alan? Like to ruin a trip you were going on or whatever it may be?
Not really.
No?
No. I mean, I guess you can count divorce, but I mean, like, that's just, you know, it's what it is.
You can talk about it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
From a broken home. All alone.
I had a brother.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's the most tragic part. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, wasted a perfectly good birth on that.
Can't believe I never used that.
Well, now you can. You're welcome. Yeah, I made you watch the show.
He'll probably get mad and go home or something.
Or come to my house.
Or come to your house and bitch about it.
So
yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. That's a result of my actions, or a example of my actions affecting you.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah.
I can't say I've necessarily been through something like that either. Always been poor, so just kind of dealt with it, you know?
This is a good example of the job. My job is an example of this, because I actually voted for us to not get the rate increase for the people who work in the homes. Mm-hmm. Because the way it was working, we had guaranteed 24 hours overtime for people. And the job consists of, like, basically you work overnight in a home taking care of people. You work from 4 to 9 on average, basically. You just do your paperwork. You make sure people get their medications. You feed them. And you just generally make sure they're doing okay. And then you do some paperwork, like cleaning charts, objective sheets for the people, water temperature logs. Just, 5 hours of steady work. And then you're allowed to sleep there, get up, make sure they get on their buses or go wherever they need to go. They're clean. You don't have to clean them, most of them. Just make sure that they take showers and make the right decisions.
Pretty sure Kyle is trying to sell me on this job right now.
No, I'm not. No, I've tried to get you to work at other places before. That was another example of someone's actions affecting me. Was when I got you that job cleaning, and you quit after a day. And every day after that, I had to hear about how Kyle brought him in.
Okay, so that's my example.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, they were...
The job sucked, man.
Yeah, but...
Awful.
The job I'm talking about right now is that, like, they made $32,000 a year doing, really, most nights it was not strenuous work. It's just basically being a caretaker. But management decided that they wanted to up the pay rate to $10 an hour, which is fine, but they cut all the overtime, which when you do that, you're taking away $12,000 a year. That's 30% of what they're making, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is a lifestyle change.
Why couldn't you give them a pay increase, but also just maybe cut the overtime?
That's not how they wanted to do it. Hmm. They were like, you guys are bleeding money. We have to start with payroll. Yeah.
Well, maybe they should have started with the payroll on the maybe upper management.
Corporate side? Like, why do we have three presidents over the same thing?
Or a guy that only makes the schedule for the month. And that's his entire job for weeks on end, but somehow he makes that last for 40 hours a week.
Yeah, somehow. But
but yeah, let me know if you get rid of him. I'll take that job.
I'll probably take that over in addition to my current one.
So yes, the family surprises Corey with Goofy Golf in the backyard or side yard. There's been some recent discussion on exactly where this yard may or may not be.
Yep.
In relation to the house. Do you have any theories on that?
The putt-putt course?
Well, you see that what we will probably call the backyard, mm-hmm. which meets Feeney's yard, right?
Right.
Do you think that's the backyard, the side yard? Because there's been some different theories recently.
I think it's the backyard, just because mm-hmm. of the position of the front door leading into the living room. You go around the couch, go through that entryway that goes into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen leads to the backyard, back door. Yeah.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Y'all want to fight me? Send me some floor plans.
At Bore Meets World. Yeah. Goofy Golf course set up in the, we'll say backyard.
But seriously, how did he have time to get all this stuff? Because he couldn't buy it. He just got a 5% decrease in pay.
Mm-hmm. I assume it was just laying around in the garage or something.
Sure.
I don't know. What's your theory? You always have theories about Alan.
I don't know. I think it's something nefarious, that's for sure.
He's not a good man.
Yeah. No. He did something for this.
Well, he busted Bob's head open.
Yeah.
Maybe he dipped into his wallet.
Maybe.
Paid for this.
I'm thinking maybe he broke Bob's shins with a lead pipe.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, buy me a putt-putt course.
Or maybe he slid on the gloves.
Yeah.
Gave him a few to the noggin.
Yeah. Maybe put some potatoes in a sock and smacked him around a little bit. Like, clean up on aisle 4, Bob.
So, yeah, that was nice. That's a little cute, having the game there.
Very touching.
Since they couldn't go on their trip.
Yeah.
Another awesome dad thing. Alan's the best, even though we just went on a little tirade about how he's, maybe not great.
Yeah.
But we'll see. At the play, this is our closing scene here. Corey's talking to the other spear carrier over here. Mm-hmm. And he's like, fuck, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like, this is pointless.
He cracked me up.
We're just holding spears. We could just be that wall over there. I couldn't be more bored unless I was dead.
Yeah. And then Corey was like, own your part.
Yeah, take pride in your part, you know, make it your own. And then he's like, okay. So he goes over and pops John's stomach, and then they're all fighting, and then Corey pushes everyone one by one off the stage and does a little pose down.
Yep, center stage.
And that is the end of the episode.
Yep, Hamlet as it should be.
There you go.
What did you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? I'm just going to go with the lesson about the not letting down the people who are counting on you, I guess. I assume that's what they were trying to tell me.
Yeah.
Same for you, or did you take something else from this?
I don't know. I think I'm overly defensive about floor plans.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Man.
What did you think of this episode?
It's good.
Yeah, you like it?
Not bad. I'm ready to move on from season one. See some more character development in Eric. And
yeah, we'll get there. Any more notes?
I'm good, man.
All right. So this has been season one, episode 20. The play is the thing over here at Boar Meets World. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe you should go to iTunes and leave us a review. Also tell your friends. Retweet our shit. Tell somebody that you know that listens to podcasts about our podcast.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.